I read that a little wrong at the end. Everything will be clean for you. What we see in the two readings that we have today, them being brought into proximity, one, the first reading, the Paul's letter to the Galatians, post-crucifixion, post-resurrection, post-Pentecost, post the church being sent out to share the good news, not just with the tribes of Israel, but with all of the nations. And then the gospel texts in which Jesus is struggling in his relationship with the Pharisees. We can see when we bring those together why Paul is exasperated. Because the law, as we see it in the gospel, does not have the ability to convert the heart. Someone can observe the outside observance of the law and all of its things and all of its traditions and all of its practices and remain within broken, disconnected, separated. Jesus says, give alms. Let go of your love for money. That'll help clean the inside of the vessel. You're worried about me washing my hands. I'm telling you, wash your heart. Let go of your idols. Jesus sees the heart. And don't get him wrong. Jesus loves the Pharisees. He loves them. That's why he spends so much time with them, speaking to them, shaking them, trying to wake them up from their self-justification by their exterior practices. He loves them. He wants them to come to conversion. He wants them to receive salvation and redemption through his cross, through his life, through the gift of the Holy Spirit. He wants that for them, desperately. But as long as they remain justified by their exterior practice, they are not able to receive him. Paul, in his letter to the Galatians, so frustrated. A people who have received the fulfillment of it all by the proclamation of the good news of salvation, have received redemption by the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, are now turning to the law, which didn't result in what they now possess. But you understand it, don't you? Don't you? You understand the Galatians, they're outsiders, right? They're the nations, the people outside. And so they've received this great gift, and so they want to become more Jewish, right? A little lack of self-esteem on their part. Well, if we just act more like this, now that we've come to this, we can prove our worth, our dignity. Has not the mercy of God proved their worth and dignity? Has not the love of God poured out in redemption and forgiveness and transformation and the indwelling of the Spirit proved their worth and their dignity to our Heavenly Father? Man, they did a good job choosing these readings. Even the responsorial psalm today, let your mercy come to me, Lord. When I would prove myself, when I would want to justify myself, Jesus, forget that. Let your mercy come to me. When I would attempt to earn the mercy that you give me, forget all of that. Let your mercy come to me. When I am self-assured in my righteousness and I am ready to condemn everyone else, Jesus said, all of that stuff, I'm glad the little ears are here today, all that stuff aside, let your mercy come to me. What a beautiful, beautiful affirmation. What a beautiful proclamation. Who it is that we trust in. Does the church suffer from low self-esteem these days? Are we attempting to prove ourselves? Whether it's in the political sphere, in the social sphere, trying to prove who we are. Jesus, when we do that, let your mercy come to me. My brothers and sisters, we have received an incredible, awesome gift in redemption and salvation in Jesus Christ. Receive the gift, embrace the gift, be who you have been recreated to be. Then you will glorify God. You don't have to worry about yourself getting in the way. You will glorify Him because it's what He has done for you that gives you the freedom. It was all for freedom that He did this. Live in that freedom. As beloved sons and daughters of God, and your actions will glorify Him. It is an invitation to live by faith. Amen.